This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Me and them girlfriend a link up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, and Tropical Gyros.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a spaghetti thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Hello, Jesus. What is this on a Monday? The Monday, October 2nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And I don't know what's going on here. Dolphins take one trailer load of cut skin. I don't even see the producer who was there last week playing all the stupid Dolphin songs, wearing the orange and the turquoise, uglying up the place. Looked like Seagull ate Skittles and flew over and nannied on him, the orange and aqua. That's what it looked like. Now this speaker can't hear nothing. I come in, I see another producer. He trying to play it off, but I know he's a dolphin too. That's why his head hanging down low. His head is low when they walking. You know the air ain't cool. Talking in the chest, yeah. That's why Pearly today talking about, oh, I talking about how the Yankees got eliminated. Like he got amnesia, like he don't know about football. But I could deal with y'all in the 5 o'clock hour. I can slow roast this dolphin steak in the 5 o'clock hour. I letting it marinate now, letting the grill heat up, and come 5 o'clock. Even though you're some good sponsors, Mr. Kathopoulos from John's Shoes and Chef Karma from Tropical Gyros, you all is dolphins too, you know. You all come tote some of this too, please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You all come get some. Whole new producer to speak. Why are we? I want to check the schedule. Would you legitimately schedule on the switch? Or did somebody call in and say, man, cover for me today because I don't feel good. Oh, okay. Boy, cut skin is a serious thing. Y'all have Abaco? Y'all have Abaco? Okay, we can get Abaco too because Abaco is dolphin country too. I come in to deal with Roscoe in a minute too. All y'all. My, what a difference a week makes, eh? What a difference a week makes. My goodness. Anyhow, we got lots to talk about. We're going to go to Abaco, see what's going on with Abaco Plus. I want your take on all the headlines that I see jumping out. UB urged to cancel LGBTQ panel talk. Christian Council rails against planned Pride event on campus. 16 injured in Grand Bahama boat accident. DIT employee under investigation for firearms possession, OPM says. What? A Department of Information and Technology employee under investigation for firearms possession. This coming from the office of the Prime Minister. This is a very tragic story that jumped out. I mean, my thoughts and my prayers go out to the Ramming family and to QC as a school in general. QC head boy dies at 17. I mean, this has been bothering me the whole weekend. Such a tragedy. Very tragic, the situation. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's see who we got on the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Well, first and foremost, let me echo your sentiment on the passing of the head boy at QC. It's a very solemn moment. That's got to be a shock for his parents and the kids on the courts with him. So my heartfelt condolences to all of them in the QC family.
Very, very sad situation. When I heard the details, it kind of reminded me of the Hank Gathers tragedy at Loyola Marymount University about 20, 30 years ago. Tragic situation there.
I remember Hank Gathers,
Reggie Lewis was another similar situation, practicing at Providence College and dropping down with a heart attack. Very sad situation. And it hits kind of close to home because Devon Darling, brother of Devard Darling, who used to play for the Baltimore Ravens, passed away at FSU as well his freshman year, similar situation.
Yeah, it's tough when you see these kind of things go on. You know, one can only imagine what the parents must have gone through hearing the call from QC that they had to come back there immediately.
And when you have a son in a similar age bracket, like very inset, very close to home. Very close.
Yeah, that's you.
So my thoughts and my prayers are definitely with the Raman family. Honestly, I just pray for you and ask that God comforts you and carries you through this time. Because it's a terrible situation.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, I you know...
Now, on a lighter note...
Hold on. That's right. No. I called to tote my... We got our butts whooped. Punched in the mouth.
You know why I always tell you you're one of my favorite Dolphins? Because you are not like the normal Dolphin fans who are like beer bottles, empty from the neck up. You actually bring something to the table, Chef.
Listen, let me tell you something, Marty. I told the guys in the group yesterday, right, before the game started, right? I watched last week, you know, before the game started, the players on the sidelines. Everybody was hyped. You know, I hear you at home and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I watched their body language. In yesterday's game, before the game started, right, I looked at Tyreek and a couple other players, and I said to the guys in the Dolphins group, to them chat groups, I said, guys, the team looks flat. We about to get our butts whooped today. They look flat. There was no energy. There was no enthusiasm.
I know the look. It was on the Cowboys sideline the week before in Arizona. I know that look very well.
Just before the game started, right?
I know.
I'm like, why they look so... Like, Tyreek was standing there with his hands behind his back like he was going to a wake or something. You know what I mean? And so I said, I don't know if the psyche of getting whooped by Buffalo at home six straight times prior to yesterday's game, you know, is resonating in their minds, right? But,
no,
you know...
But Chef, if you already want to really talk about it, take it back to 2015. You all have won maybe four times since 2015 until 2013.
I know. One win in 12 in the last 13 games,
and
right?
See, remember in the 70s when you all used to beat up on the Bills so much?
20 straight.
You see
20
that?
Straight
before. You see how things have come back?
Yeah, but when the game started and Buffalo scored, you know, I watched the missed tackles and what have you on that first drive, and I said, oh, Lord. And then we answered the bell and came right down the field and scored. I said, okay, hold on now. Maybe we can roll against this Buffalo
defense. Then it got to be 35-14 out of nowhere.
Yeah, because of stupidness. Now, you know, so they punched us in the mouth, no doubt. We played bad. We didn't play up to our expectations. We had costly turnovers. The two fumbles by Raheem, one they recovered. And the interception by Tua, the sloppy tackling, look at that play with Diggs, spin twice and got out and ran for a touchdown. And more importantly, I don't understand why you would put Kato Kohu on Diggs. Why wasn't Xavier Howard on Diggs? It didn't make sense to me.
Well,
you know?
I appreciate your candid honesty. I wish in 5 o'clock hour the rest of the Dolphins calling and could be so honest, but I know some excuses coming.
We're still sitting 3-1. I look at it, we're 3-1 after the first quarter. And that, you know, prognosticators before the season started saying our best hope was to be 2-2.
Y'all take you 3-1, come back next week, rally back, y'all will be fine.
If we end the next quarter 6-2, I'm happy going into the third quarter. I'm happy at 6-2, you know? So we're going to meet Buffalo again in Miami, and if both teams are up to par, like Rich Eisen said his best, you know, he said, look, Buffalo's going to beat Miami and Buffalo. Miami going to beat Buffalo in Miami, and they're going to meet in the playoffs to decide. And I believe that's the way it's happening.
Well, if Buffalo keep beating up on the Dolphins, you need to put a Bill Gyro on the Tropical Gyro's menu dedicated to the Buffalo Bills. Call it Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, call it whatever, man. I don't. I love you, Chef, man. Be safe.
Love
you
too, man.
Cool. Boy, but listen, more Dolphin fans, when y'all call 5 o'clock, y'all need to be like Chef. I can tell y'all that now. Be like Chef when y'all call 5 o'clock. We'll have a great conversation. Don't call and tell me, well, I know Dallas lost last week to the Cardinals. They didn't lose this week, though. And they smacked Belichick in the mouth. 38-3, the worst defeat Belichick ever had in his career. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Let's get to Abaco. Let me find out what's going on in Abaco. Because I know that's dolphin country down there. And I know there's plenty wailing and weeping and all
mean?
Of that.
Now, come on now, Naughty. You know I tease you here and there, but I don't take punches at you like
but
that. I don't knock you out.
I know.
I don't knock you out.
Boy, what a difference a week
what
makes.
What a week makes. But I got to agree with Chef, man. I mean, you know, no excuses. We got our butts cut.
Mm-hmm.
I had to refrain because they forget we're on air.
You know, like I say, you got your bungie beat. It's all good.
But before I go on, my condolences to the QC family and the Ramming family and the tragic passing of the 17-year-old. That really hit. I mean, a young fella like that. But I just wanted, you know, from Abaco, we've got, you know, thoughts and prayers.
An incredibly talented young man, head boy,
yeah.
Very smart individual, played basketball as well. See, that's what you look for,
yeah.
A nice rounded student. Had all the potential, man. Very tragic situation.
Yeah. Yeah, very.
Now,
but besides getting back to the lighter side, yes, man, it humbled me. I said to my wife when the score was 38, I said, okay, next possession, I know you got some papers to grade. If they don't score, I said, time to go. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Yes.
The writing was on the wall.
The message was loud and clear.
I got the message loud and clear yesterday.
What's the message from Abaco on Monday? What's the message this week from down there?
Man, you know, things are still the same, bro. You know, I mean, the only thing, Pelican Shores Road is finally getting paved.
Well, I was going to bring that up because I had a couple of people text me and tell me, listen, when you go to work today, let Roscoe break it down. But I hear the roads are paved over there now. Are they completely paved?
No.
Are they almost paved? Or?
No, they got quarry down, and I'm happy, you know, the work and the progress. I know people would like it to go a lot quicker, but it's getting done. It's the whole Pelican Shores Road, so which is good in that aspect. There are still areas through town that need some, you know, tender loving care, but. Things are pretty much still the same. You know, I haven't heard much more from the DRA. I do now see some steel columns coming out of by the hurricane shelter. Now, I don't know how long they've been like that, but I just noticed that the other day when I went up that way. So
there's some stuff going on, but at a very snail's pace, obviously.
It's slow. You know, Naughty, it's the season's winding down. People are still, it's just that, I don't want to say, you know, I guess the reality hits of inflation or, you know, prices and, you know, it's, we got to start doing something better. The country, Abaco, the country can't survive like this. You know, I'm in a group, and I'd like you to bring somebody on so they could show the perspective. Bring on somebody for the Mariners Association, and let the country know how much our yacht travels have dropped off throughout the Bahamas. You would be shocked.
I've been hearing some things about the marinas in throughout the whole archipelago.
Yeah.
I'm hearing good, bad, and ugly pertaining to them.
Right, but it's something that need, you know, the fees and the VAT and the everything on it is just, it's too much. It took us from the number one destination to being the bypass destination.
And I've heard this not just from there, I've heard this from other folks in the yachting industry, you know. It took forever to even get a fixed rate as to what the cruising rate would be.
Yeah, and no, but I mean, even like, you know, some of the marinas in Nassau, I know maybe Abaco might, Exuma is always good, but I know in a whole, a lot of the marinas now, that winter tourists that we used to get with those mega yachts that you used to see, they're bypassing us, you know, and I don't want to change that. It's just a subject I think that the Bahamas needs to know, you know, it might, that's our bread and basket. That's our bread and butter. You know, they employ, they go shopping, they, you know, it's a trickle-down effect.
And you know, with the trickle-down, it always doesn't really work out because you ended up getting trickled on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, let me tell you, and you go, I've come to the, you know, I'm coming in to Nassau tomorrow to go deal with some local government matters. But, you know, we need improvement, and it's not here.
I got a text. Naughty, tell Roscoe and the people of Abaco, prepare for hurricanes because some strange weather is definitely out and about over these last couple of weeks.
I don't think they're being
facetious. I think they're just looking at that.
No, and I appreciate that's one thing I got to say, that I think Abaco is more vigilant, and I'm pretty sure Grand Bahama, but no, that's one thing that we'll keep our eyes open for. I mean, we got Dorian snuck up on us and walloped us, but you know, we'll,
now, here's something that you might be able to assist me with. It's in the form of advice for Exuma. Here's the text, Roscoe. Naughty, please don't forget the Exuma farmers. We need that tractor like yesterday. Crop season has begun, and we cannot plant or play our part in tackling food security in our country. Please, please help. Now, I know you're familiar with how Out Island Administration works and so on and so forth.
Right, but
what would be the best way for them to look for their tractor or to try and secure a tractor that has been promised to them?
As a farmer in the country, now I don't know what stipulations they put on the Association of Farmers in Exuma, or what, if it's a single person or anything, but if that tractor is for them and was promised by government, that's a different story. But if they're bringing it on their own, my understanding, all farming equipment, all supposed to be feed, anything to do with the farm is supposed to be duty free.
Correct. And
if I'm not mistaken, now I do know that they have duty on some, they might have duty on a couple, but everything for farming in this country, if I'm not mistaken, is supposed to be duty free. So my question would be to him is, are they bringing it in as an individual or as a group of farmers? And if they are, they would have to probably apply to get duty free on it. But they, now if the government promised it to him, all I could say is keep writing your MP
letter. And I'm thinking the MP for Exuma, Mr. Chester Cooper, $1.2 billion in investments. I'm sure you could find a snowbird to donate a tractor.
And I say this to them with all sincerity. Word of mouth and talking is one thing, but when you put it in paper or an email addressed to them, then you have a paper trail of anything. I mean, I've made that mistake before. In local government, you have to have a paper trail. So my advice would be to write your MP or write the Ministry of Agriculture and find out, or BAIC. I don't know if they're down there, and find out if it was promised by government. Do that. Write your representative. If it's you bringing it in, as far as I know, it's supposed to be duty and VAT free.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick and see what the caller's got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, no, this is Mr. Oddly.
What's
up? The other Donald. Yeah, see, I would talk to, what's the man named there in Abaco?
Mr. Thompson, Roscoe Thompson.
Mr. Roscoe, yeah. Five elevator live, you know, and there was a big-time chicken farm going on. I was on the police force then around that time. So are those people going to try bringing back that chicken farm or something?
The chicken farm's up and going. Big Bird Chicken Farm. That's they've been back up a year. Their produce is in Nassau. Their produce is all over Abaco. But yeah, they've been up and going. I would say, I'm going to say a year, maybe longer.
Well, that's the thing they call the Big Bird, eh?
Yeah, Big Bird, yes, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, because, you know, I was on the police force for 5 and a van, man. Things was really going good, you know. But actually, there was a disease came around, and they had to just cancel everything like that.
That was with the orange groves. I know that they had a problem, but I know the chickens that Big Bird's been operating, they came right back after Dorian, and they're back up and running at full force.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
And thanks for listening, right, man. Sir. Be safe, the Don, the big Donald.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Take it easy. Yeah. All right, but here's another text for you. This is another one. Naughty, ask Roscoe what's new from the PM of Abaco these days. Haven't heard too much lately from him. What's the deal there?
I saw him in passing the other day, said hi to him. You know, I guess that's for the courts to decide. You know, I mean, I don't want to get into public opinion.
So it's just business as usual now for the Prime Minister of Abaco. Back to business as normal.
Yeah, he's just not in the office of the Prime Minister. He resigned that post, so he's as a member of Parliament. So I do know that the course case, from what I understand, is still pending. So, you know, I mean, to give an opinion is the only people that know the truth is her, him, and the good Lord, you know. So
I don't know. I look at all the keeps emanating and back and forth, and you know, at the end of the day, this has been, you just mentioned it. You know, it's been over a year that Big Bird's been back up. It's a year anniversary of Bermudagate. I can't believe it was a year we were talking about that already. And here we are, still a year in, and Abaco isn't where it needs to be.
No. That CBS, the documentary yesterday, I mean, I got bits and pieces of it, but then, I mean, some of the comments, I mean, if true what he said, I mean, Lord, they had us for,
Yeah.
I'm scratching my head on that one.
Here's a text for you right now. Naughty, can you ask Roscoe if the generator at the airport, is it working or is it not working?
No. As far as I know, it's still not working. Nope.
Wow.
Nope. We, you know, the only thing I know what to do is maybe a letter from local government or something like that, or from council. But I've heard that it's been ordered. I just don't know. I can't. That comes under the airport authority. That's in Nassau or whatever. Yeah, that's it. They operate our airport, so they would be the ones to answer that.
But it's not working, though.
No,
you can't answer that. It's not working, correct?
No. Yeah, as far as I know.
There's always something, man. It's. I long for the day to go down a checklist and hear people say, yep, check, it's working. Check, it's in order. Yep, it's in order. Yeah, it's been taken care of.
Yeah, hey, maybe in the next 5 years, 10 years, if
now,
lucky.
You were mentioning marinas, Roscoe, but I got another text right here. Naughty, I've heard you mention it afternoon to your guest. I've heard you mention it before, but I haven't heard any follow-up on it. What about the illegal fishermen in Abaco that come over from the States, don't pay any, you know, fishing fees, and basically drain the waters?
And
then I see them on Instagram too, with the cojones to go on Instagram and show off, you know, all what they've done in the Bahamas.
And again, that comes, unfortunately, I wish we could say, you know, our Ministry of Fisheries here in Abaco, they only have one boat, you know, as far as I know, to patrol. So it makes it difficult. But now the government should have boats in strategic positions that are able to address this. You know, there should be, I don't want to make an excuse for it. It's ridiculous that we don't have the proper vessels to, and the technology with drones and whatever it is to police our waters. It's dumbfounding.
And that seems to be the latest in what I call a series of outcries from fishermen, because I'm hearing it throughout the archipelago.
Yeah, well, it's happening everywhere. I mean, it's even you have it happening in down south. You have it all over the place, you know. But again, too, and I don't make an excuse. We have, you know, an archipelago of islands, but we do not have the boat power or the manpower to cover everything. Now, you know, didn't they get some drones at one time?
Yeah, but I mean, have they been used?
I don't know. I would have thought that might have been a good usage of the drones, you know, just saying cover a vast area. But then again, you need the boats to run out to them, and unfortunately, I don't believe we do.
Now, here's something that's making the rounds, Roscoe, and I just want you to tell me what you think about this. Because now this is kind of blowing up. And this has nothing to do with Abaco, but everything to do with country. From Eyewitness News, the office of the prime minister is refuting claims that embattled FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried met with Prime Minister Davis to discuss paying off the country's $11 billion national debt.
I guess that's because of that same thing that I saw today.
Wow. Well, I guess, you know, I told people, I said that the fallout to the brand of the Bahamas is not going to just stop with the discovery of this SBF situation and FTX. I said, this is going to go on. This dude got to go to court. So Maugham going to come out. And I told you he's going to be singing like a canary. So he's on Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So. He's on La, Ti, Do right now singing.
So let me say, you're up there for, you know, 100 years or whatever, and you could get a reduced sentence. You tell me you ain't gonna sing like a bird?
But obviously, you know, they're talking about the minister, the office of the prime minister, is refuting claims. Now, y'all are refuting claims, but what happens if this continues and now there's documents and receipts and evidence brought up? The show's different.
I will say this. Do I think he met with the prime minister? I would say probably. You got somebody, think about it. At that time, none of us knew about the collapse of FTX, but you have a person that is the up-and-coming cryptocurrency guru, or supposed to be, and he's looking at, you know, launching it and doing it in your country. I mean, come on, somebody he met with some government officials high up there. I think you know that, and I think the rest of the country knows that.
Yeah, but my thing about it is, for folks to say, well, that wouldn't have been a bad idea, that's huge conflict of interest. That's multiple problems on multiple levels waiting to happen.
Yeah, but how many times have we gone through this in the past 2 years with issues that have come up with this administration and things that are happened, but it gets swept under the rug, or, you know, something new comes out, you know, what does it boil down to? Is this FTX thing now to distract from new fees or property tax coming up in the opening? What is it? You know, it's not good. It's not good for the Bahamas. You know,
it's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
Here's another one for you. Please tell Roscoe Exuma deserves just what other islands have been getting when it comes to farm equipment from our governments. But to continue...
I agree with him.
But to continue throwing bricks at an economy that contributes substantially may result in an election loss. Hey, listen, Exuma, Abaco and you on the same page with that. Two major contributors to the bottom line. That's why I asked Roscoe to give you a little insight, considering you're both in family island settlements and communities. And yeah,
I don't see
why they're neglecting people who provide to the bottom line. At the end of the day, if you contributed into the bottom line, I got to keep you front. I got to keep you in power because you're an earner.
I agree. I mean, as far as I don't know of any co-ops over here that got a tractor donated to them. Now, maybe they did. I do not know, but that's my point. If your government or you heard that from somebody, you need to go back to that person and get that clarified.
All right, I got a couple other texts for you, Roscoe. Naughty, what is the new... Ask Mr. Thompson what new improvements the DRA has done in Abaco. Are the people satisfied?
nothing, and no, I don't know of anything that has happened. You would have heard it. You would have seen something in the Guardian or the Tribune if the DRA had kicked off anything or done. I still don't know assessments. I that's all that I know. I've heard that they were every 2 weeks. I hear they're kicking off. They're going to get ready, but I honestly don't know. So I have yet to see anything.
It's like watching paint, like watching the grass grow, like paint dry. Just sit there and just wait. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'm pleasant. Good evening, Mr. Naughty.
What's going on, Sparky?
Well, you know, Naughty, the other day I was boosting up some people and thanking them for things to get started down the road, they off the road. But you know, excuse me, they talk about encouraging farming in the Bahamas. We keep hearing this. They give us land. Down off Gladstone Road was about 50, 60 farmers. Each one of us got about 2 to 3 acres of land and so forth. But now the access road to get to the land. I told you about this so many times.
Right, and you got to pay
for it. I even told you the other day, the new Minister of Agriculture, Jomo Campbell, was down to the site with the contractor who got the tractors down there and fixing the access roads. He called me, said, Sparky, be down here now within a week or less. You're going to be able to access the road to get my tractor from those tractor heavy equipment to the land. We gave them a week. We was down there, saw the tractors in the area, started the week. Then they tell us they hang up now because they found out there's some Haitian dwellings on the government farm land and they cannot continue the road until they get permission to move these illegal Haitian dwellings. Which is right in the way where the road's supposed to go. So we say, okay, we could give them another week. And me and Mr. Great knows we drive down there one day. There's the tractor park in the middle of the road, not moving. So somehow Mr. Great knows got the tractor started and moved it off the side of the road and parked it like on in the bushes. So we went down to find out where my land is. We found the stakes and everything. But the road is completely stopped. I've been trying to call Mr. Jomo Campbell from then to find out what's the problem now. No way. Nobody answered the phone. You can't get through the Ministry of Agriculture. You can't get through the Ministry of Works. You can't get control with the tractor driver. So one day we found the tractor driver. He told us that by last Monday, when we come down there, we could be riding on smooth roads. And then Mr. Gert knows from those tractor and heavy equipment who I already paid $7,400 to do his work, he still can't get to my land.
And you still can't get there?
But he still can't get to my land because you go down there now, the tractors are not even
Sparky.
In the area. They're somewhere on Gladstone Road
Sparky,
with something else.
What's your next approach? Because we've been going over this for a couple months now on the show, and they still ain't got you straight.
They only made me straight.
Why don't you come together with all of the farmers and maybe get a lawyer and maybe, you know, put a suit on them to fix the road?
Grant land they gave us.
But if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, you got to agitate and get something to get them initiated at the start.
But this was supposed to be completed by November 2021.
And where are we? 2023. It could be November 2023 and you still have Quarry Road and you still ain't going to be straight.
So you don't know what else to do. I've already invested in equipment. $25,900. All kind of generators.
If I were you, I would
in my front room.
If I were you, I would call one of my closest PRP generals and say, "Look, I about to juke y'all because y'all doing fooling. I tired of it. Somebody got to make an example."
On Saturday evening, the chairman of Beaches and Parks, Mr. Mikhail Barnaby, sat on my porch talking with me. He was right. He came to visit me and check out
that. He's talking. He's talking. What are he going to do for you? What's the end
game? All he can do
what's the solution?
He could try to approach the people from the Ministry of Works and the permanent secretary. We don't talk to all these people, you know. We don't talk to the permanent secretary.
Sparky, man, they got you like a greyhound, bro. They got you running in circles, man. That ain't
cool.
But
they don't even it's all the farmers down there, and they calling me. They say, Sparky, what's going on? I say, y'all got me all over the radio speaking on your behalf, but I try to get me sorted out. And you're all 50 years down there, ain't doing nothing and ain't saying nothing.
Well, we'll address it again on the show for you, Sparky.
But hold on, there's another thing, and I can say this loud in public. On page 5 of the document, it says, no permanent structure is supposed to be dealt up and built on those lands, okay? No permanent. There's a fellow down there with all kinds of cement blocks, done dig foundation, putting up a permanent structure.
All right, Sparky, well, I hear you loud and clear. Let's beat up our gums about it, see if we get any restitution and resolution. But that's the cry. I mean, people, they encourage people to get in farming, but the ease of access to become a farmer or start your farm leaves a lot to be desired. How's the situation with Abaco Farming, Roscoe? We heard about Big Bird. I'm talking about the other farmers.
Some of the access roads need to be redone. You know, they're just quarry roads. It was brought up the other day. So they're accessible, but they need some work done to it. It all falls under BAI, Bahamas Agriculture Industrial Corporation. I think it's BIAC. It falls under.
All right, a couple of questions for you. Naughty, great show as always. Please ask Roscoe if the roads in Abaco are as bad as they are in Nassau.
Just about. In some areas, yes. They finally started fixing some potholes that were from water and sewage days when they after Dory. And so the roads are, in some areas, yes. But overall, we're just like y'all in Nassau.
Naughty, great show as usual. Ask Roscoe if any politician has ever come to him or Abaco with a 50-year plan.
The only person that has ever discussed a 50-year plan, but it would have been more like a 20-year plan, was my good friend John Boswick.
Well, you know John, Vision
2020.
Vision 2020. And it's ironic. I've seen a lot of blueprints and manifestos since by major political parties putting a lot of what was in Vision 2020.
Right. He's the only politician that I've actually known to do something like that. And that was done in 2000. I think he started working on it in the early 2000s.
Another great idea, what I thought he had was the power providing barge that actually could, you know,
right,
use salt water, uh-huh, and turn that into electricity as well. That could have run the whole island, you know what I mean? Top to bottom, without the issues we go through to this day, and they didn't even check for it. It's like, it's amazing. But again, it's bad for business when it comes to power and fuel in this country and energy provision in this country. You know, certain things ain't going to never change. Bunker C can never, ever can done and never, ever run out.
No.
Because it's bad for business.
Yeah, but hedge funding is good for business if you're the government.
If you use the hedge fund, but if you discard it, like it's yesterday's news on political trivial foolishness, look who suffers, me and you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We take the brunt end. We have to pay the higher.
You know them rumors been swirling for years about the list up there, the BPL, right? If you make the list, things good, right? Well, you could afford to beat up your gum and make noise if you know you're on the list. Say, it still ain't going to affect you.
That's very true.
Hey, Naughty, tell Sparky he's all right with us, but we got way more problems in Nassau than real Bahamians are experiencing. His road is not that important. Take a ticket and wait in line. You're all right on Sparky today now. Naughty, how long will Sparky get sprung by his smooth mate and his crony? But he continues to love the PLP to death. Yeah, I'm glad you all said it, because somebody had to tell Sparky. It's your homeboys holding you back, Sparky.
But you would think if with Sparky's going on, that they gave X amount of farmers X amount of property up in the back there, they should have had that cleared. You know what those Bahamian farmers could have been doing? You know, I mean, that's less import. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Roscoe, here's another text for you. Roscoe, has there been any improvement in the immigration situation over there? What about the shanty towns and the shanty town buildings? Do they remain, or have they been dealt with?
They're still there. No destruction. Nothing.
Has there been any talk or information put out about a pending demolition?
No. Everything, you know, everything gets blurted out by something new in the news. So that's old news. Nothing's been done. Continuing to build. It becomes a free for all. How could you tell a Bahamian they have to go through a procedure when you could just go on Crown land and build the building up? I'm still dumbfounded by that.
All right, I got a couple of texts and then a call, Roscoe. So, and we got to get to the news. So I'm going to thank you for chiming in and being candid as always. And you know we'll do it again next week. And hopefully you'll be able to show up with a Dolphin victory and a Cowboy victory and everybody will be happy.
Yeah, I hope at least one of us will be, hey? Maybe both.
There you go. Here's one text for you. Why does it seem one has to be big, bad, and brassy and cause shows to get politicians' attentions? No one else in the country has matters to be addressed other than Sparky. Are they all going in on Sparky today? Boy, Sparky done run them hot today. What is the current price of gas in Abaco right now, Roscoe? Thanks. That's from a texter.
Right under $7 it was.
$6.11 at Shell here in New Providence. $6.12 at SO. $6.17 at Rubis.
Yeah, it's about a 60 cent different, 65, 60 to 65 cent different.
All right, let's get to these calls real quick, and then we'll get into the news, man. And again, appreciate you chiming in as always, Roscoe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, call us back, caller, since you're impatient. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, Mr. Lordy. I had to call back based on what I thought.
Sparky, make it quick, man. We're trying to get to the news. You all good. You don't have to get in your feelings, man.
This is not about PLP or FNN. This is about farmland and people doing farming. I actually got the land during the FNM government. Government is continuous. That's the government of the Bahamas. The Ministry of Works and Agriculture is the government of the Bahamas, not the PLP or the FNM. I got the land under the FNM.
But the PLP administration ain't getting you hooked up with your road, so you need to rat up all too.
Well, we talking about the government. I'm not calling any names.
Well, the government of today is the PLP party, is the current administration, so you need to get to redding up your team. I do it for the Dallas Cowboys all the time, so
okay,
you should be able to do it, too.
If the PLP loses the election and the FNM comes in and doesn't do anything, then I'll have to rev up against the FNM.
Exactly.
You're
squeaky wheel can make the most noise. Well, guess what? Who's in charge of the government right now, Sparky?
The permanent secretary's apparently.
Sparky, you could dollar wine all you want. It's your own party dropping trowel and taking a dump on you, Sparky. And until you realize it and smell what they're doing to you, you can still continue to be in the same crux that you're in all the time. And I'm telling you that because I'm your friend and I'm your boy. And that's what friends do. Be brutally honest when you can't see the forest for the trees. It's your own party sticking it to you, Sparky. They got you to do what they wanted you to do on the election trail. Now they kicked you to the curb like a bad habit. And you's my boy. And they've done it to you and a ton of other people. That's why the mood in this country is at rock bottom. The morale level in this country sucks. Because multiple administrations, past, present, and probably future, are going to treat us like the conk we want to be treated like. And we got to say we want to be treated that way because we keep electing the same individuals that keep beating us like a conk. When is the conk going to rise up? Flash the pizzle, grab the hammer from the beaters and the oppressors and beat back. Listen, I call all you conks, let's wake up today. Grab the bat and grab the hammer and start swinging. Let them know we tired of being the conk. Anyway, let's get to the break, man. We're going to get to the break, then to the news. And we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Dolphin fans! Come out, wherever you are, with that same energy, baby.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius menu. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatments. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Shoes and accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns great price, friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Muddy Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Dengue fever symptoms can range from mild to severe. Some common symptoms include fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, rash, muscle, bone, and joint aches and pain behind the eyes. Persons experiencing fever and two or more of these symptoms should see their healthcare provider, go to the nearest clinic, or call the Dengue Fever Hotline from Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. at 802-1143 or 814-4015 for assistance. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun, now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's bring it down. Look for Pearly. Is Pearly chimed in yet? Pearly should be chiming in. We want Pearly to chime in now. We'll make sure Pearly's here and all the Dolphin Nation.
There's Pearly, man. My goodness. Normally, Pearly is like ready to go. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, right after the news. He's jumping in and he just doing, you know, he's ready to go. Ready to talk baseball, ready to talk football, ready to talk sports. Top of the 5 o'clock, Pearly's normally ready to go. Is he in today? All right. We'll make sure Pearly's in. Make sure Pearly's straight. Once we got Pearly straight, Pearly in. Let me know when we got Pearly. Pearlissimo, how are you, man? Before we get into it, use my boy. And I got something special lined up for you because you're my boy. And I got it for you, for my pops who's 91 and a Dolphin fan, and the rest of Dolphin Nation. I know y'all like to play songs. I can't play your song this week considering, but I got one to make y'all feel a little better. Go ahead, Mr. Producer, run it down. And boy, Pearly, we got lots to talk about because I got a different producer this week and all. But anyway, this is from me and the Dallas Cowboys to Dolphin Nation. Here's Daniel Powder. Let him kick off the show right. Listen up, Pearly.
You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or none. Stand in the line just to hit a new love.
Wait for the chorus, Pearly. You're coming now.
You're taking a smile with the coffee to go. You tell me your life's been way offline. You fall into pieces every time. And I don't need no care at all. Cause you had a bad day. You take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work
bad day, you had a bad day, you had a bad day, you had a bad day,
you had a bad day.
Buddy, you had a bad day. 48 different ways you had a bad day, but guess what? I'm here to tell you from experience, my brother. It only lasts a week. It only lasts a week. It only lasts a week. When you got a good team, it only lasts a week. Look at my Dallas Cowboys. Lost to the Arizona Cardinals. Turned around and dropped it 38-3 on Bill Belichick. And now my vindication with the Patriots is complete with the Dallas Cowboys. We sent Brady home last year with his worst playoff defeat ever. And now we send Belichick home this year with his worst loss in the history of his illustrious career. So it's only week to week, Pearly. It's only week to week, and I feel y'all will be back next week. I told y'all it was coming. And maybe I know from experience. But you had a bad day, and I'm here to tell you it's okay.
What I get a joy out of is that relevant the Miami Dolphins is in the football world.
Again, finally. Finally.
Hold on. Let me finish. I got a point to make. Let me make my point. It is that you guys relish in our losses. Now, while I try to tell some of my compadres to relax, don't get too excited, they did. You're relishing in our loss.
Exactly. Like how you relish in Cowboy losses. So don't give me that. Don't give me that. You can give that to the rest of the people, not to me. Okay? But that's fine.
Why are you so thin-skinned? I talking to everybody who listening.
If you directed it toward me, that's fine. I'm just letting you know.
They say, when you throw rock in the crowd, the one who hauled get hit, right?
No, you very, a lot of swords coming through this Zoom right now, you know, Morton's man.
No. One thing I know how to win graciously and how to lose graciously. But see, I'm 3-1. Yes, I am. You see, but what I am so amazed about is in August, July, August, many
no,
of
no,
you.
No, Pearly, you are not going to talk. I will let you finish, but in this place point right with you about to make, nobody does it more than Miami Dolphins. Maybe not you.
No, I'm not making
but your compadre.
Let me make my point. In August, many of you, oh, Miami ain't gonna be nothing. Miami can finish 9-8, maybe 10-7, but Miami ain't going nowhere. So it is, in essence, I am hoping that we go somewhere. But you as a Dallas Cowboy expect to get somewhere. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, if we go on our last performance, the Dallas Cowboys got somewhere. The Miami Dolphins?
No.
Stuck in reverse.
I'm not talking week four. I'm talking come January. I am hoping to be there. You expect to be there. That's the difference.
That's the difference between Cowboys and Dolphins, I guess.
Gonna be more, gonna be worse than mine.
Right. Okay.
And I will be that guy. I promise you I will be that guy.
Well, you're not that guy at the moment because your team lost 48-20. But I can be that guy at the moment, considering how y'all rang me through the ropes last week, raked me across the coast, told me all kind of foolishness, and here we are.
We're an all sports talk show. We talk all sports. We don't hide from none. So we're not, you know, I mean, it's your show, so I can't tell you what to do. I'm just making suggestions.
No, I'm just watching now how you're going to quickly try to jump right into baseball right now.
No, I didn't say that.
Glance over football and dive into your wheelhouse baseball.
Actually, I wanted you to go to who's in history, and I wanted to go who's in and who's out. And I was going to say John Quell was a beast. And they called it the Bahamian Beast last night. And she led the New York Liberty into the WNBA.
Yeah, thank God after giving us a scare in game one.
Yeah, but she, you can see that she's found her rhythm. You can see that she was just a beast. I think she had like 25 points and 12 or so rebounds.
Well, let's see what they do against the Aces, because the only team to have the Aces number this year are the New York Liberty.
That's about to say, they 2-2, or actually 3-2, something. You know, I have some friends who are
even the games that they lost, they were very close games.
The Liberty matches up well with the Aces. The Liberty, matter of fact, there's not very many who can match up with John Quell. Brianna hasn't had her best game yet. Madam Wilson over there has had great games to carry the Aces through, so it's going to be a good series. It's going to be a wonderful series, and I look forward to watching it.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly. I got a call here, and then we got some texts we got to get to, and I could be telling you now a couple of these texts. Obviously, the AFC East Dwellers. AFC East Dwellers, but they're not Buffalo Bill fans.
This is all I want them to do. They can tease me. They can say whatever they want to do, but just let me know who you pull for.
Yeah, that's fine. That's always fair.
I am a Dallas Cowboy, and I'm happy to see Miami lost. I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler.
They can't talk this week. They can't talk.
Listen to me.
You were right,
you
though.
Hearing more people who can drive and tease me right now. Their team probably lost yesterday.
And you were right about the Pittsburgh pick, too, buddy. You were dead on with that Texan upset. You called it. I can't deny you. You called that one. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's happening, man? It's Derek.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, listen, if I didn't hear up early, I was going to call my boys on BDF, man. I was going to send them out to do Border Patrol because you know them Dolphins like
that. No. Listen, I can be honest with you. Pearly is one Dolphin. Him and Chef Coleman, a couple others, they're not like the normal Dolphin fan, empty from the neck up like beer bottles. Pearly and them will show up and take their things. Now, you might have to put out that APB. You might have to put that APB out for Mystery Dolphin, because he's one of them Dolphins that go MIA. But you know what, Pearly? I saw Mystery in the gas station today. He extended the olive branch. He's going to come in and make right.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
But now Derek is on the phone, Pearly. You got to deal with 49er Nation, man. You know, they're out of control right now. So go ahead and take it from 49er
Nation.
No.
I don't have to deal with 49er Nation.
Oh, no.
You got to deal with 49er
Nation. Oh, Derek doesn't know we got it planned. We could be by Donnie's number two next week. He could be dead close because every time Dallas score, you got to buy that Jack Daniels. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
So you mean
we're on Sunday night.
I know, but you, Pearly, but I coming out there pissy. I'm coming out here 95. Yeah, they saying kapung up. I gotta have a designated driver.
But listen, Naughty, I got a question about this Kai Jones fella, man. What's happening with him, man? What's the deal with him?
Pearly, what's your latest update that you got on it? I have a couple of things, but have you got anything as of late this afternoon?
The only thing I know is that he's not with the team right now, and it's indefinitely not gonna. He's been told indefinitely not to be around the team.
Now,
some people are saying he has some recreational drug use, and he denies it. I really don't know what's going on. Then you hear the other rumors, but family problems and all that, but I don't know what's going on. I just wish the brother well. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I would let you finish, Pearly. My bad.
But the thing, what I hate about it is, I seen behemoths chastising him and making fun and all that, and you don't do that, because whatever it is, if it's mental, if it's you know, a substance abuse problem, we should be there to support him, because he has made the Bahamas proud and things getting picked and making it to the NBA. We need to support him so that he can continue his career.
All right, I look at it like this, Pearly. He's about what, 21 now? 20
around there, yeah.
So he's still very young. Okay? I think with the right intervention and the right help, he can reclaim a basketball career. Maybe not in the NBA, but definitely international. Okay? And there's still no shame in that. You can make a good living, so on and so forth. I have heard
what I read on the Bleacher Report is correct about his mom putting the kind of pressure on him that I was just about to say.
Now, I've heard rumors and I've heard stories that there's a lot of family pressure, and that is the case in some instances. When a kid makes it, gets that contract, they got to take the whole hood, the family and the hood with them.
Yeah.
And we've seen it ended tragically over the years with Entourage. But I'll be honest with you, one of my favorite player in the league right now, Ja Morant, is the same thing. Immaturity issues and hanging with the wrong entourage and trying to carry too many people along with him that don't need to be carried.
Yeah.
I heard was family problems, family pressure. I also heard the recreational drug usage. And I'm also hearing too illness issues and some emotional issues. I think Kai might have some other things going on from what I'm hearing, identity-wise, that he might have to deal with.
Well, I wish the young fellow well.
That's all I do is wish him the best. I wish him a recovery from whatever it is that's ailing him right now. And I pray that God grants him the strength and the patience to go through what he needs to go through, come out on the other side a better person, and resume his career somewhere.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, it's not...
We as Bahamians, who are his Bahamian family, we need to keep him in prayer, man, and just pray for his, you know, whatever it is, that it works out. The good thing about it is, because of the way life is, these leagues, NBA, NFL, and all that, they have excellent programs for substance abuse and mental health. So hopefully that they will be able to, the Hornets will go ahead and exercise those benefits that they have there to help him. And maybe he'll be able to resume his NBA career.
Yeah, I wish him well. I hope so, too.
All right, Derek. Well, I appreciate you chiming in. Call us on the weekend, close to the times of our smack, and then Sunday, you know.
Yeah, man.
It's all about the Cowboys and the 99ers. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, man. You know I can take it, man. I've been around a little while, man. I can take it, bro.
But anyway, I bring it up my Richard Bethel Memorial Cup, the big cup, all right? That's that big, big, tall one, all right? So you know you got to put plenty of shots in that.
You know them big kegs, what them British used to use?
That's what I'm talking, old boy, the British keg right there. You put 4 weeks' worth of liquor in it for one serving.
You know what's happening.
Be safe, my brother. Always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man, be safe.
Bless up. All right, man, bless up. Pearly, I got a question for you off the text line, okay? And we got pulled off of Jonquil, but I just want to wrap with Jonquil. I will say... The New York Liberty in five games in that final.
Is best out of five or best out of seven?
Best out of five.
I think they can do it in four.
Yeah, and if it is seven, I still like them to win
one,
the series.
If they could steal that first one in Las Vegas.
I think, it could be over.
Deal. And especially if John Clark plays, like she had a key three-pointer in that game. When Connecticut made a run, she came and she shut the run down, and then she came up with a huge rebound.
All right.
And then so if she continues and progress the way she is, they're gonna be a hard beat.
They are gonna be a hard beat. And if you look at the Liberty, they're the best team since All Star break in the WNBA.
And ain't taking nothing away from the Aces, you know, defending WNBA champions.
It's gonna be a hard out. NBA. It's gonna be a good series, though.
Best defensive player. They got the best defensive player. New York got the MVP.
And what you could do, and one thing in that, is don't worry about nothing. Just take the overs in that. Because if they got it at 160, 165, take the overs, man. I'm going to fly over.
Overs all day. Overs.
All right. Pearly, I'm going to answer this question from my standpoint, but I want you to answer it first from a Miami Dolphins standpoint. And it comes in from a texter. Two texters, okay? First and foremost. Well, actually, it's actually Dolphin Girl who's chiming in. Naughty, this is Dolphin Girl. Some of us Finns are too arrogant, like I said last week. Too
got all caught up with us putting up 70 on a nobody team like the Broncos. So stop celebrating over nothing. When my fans can put up 70 on the Eagles, Niners, or even your Cowboys, then I'll brag and celebrate. I was expecting the Bills to lose. They did their job, which was win at home. We have to find a way to beat them at home. Further, this season is unpredictable. It's up for grabs. One thing on that, this season is very young, still unpredictable. It's still up for grabs. And the benefit that you guys have as Dolphins, this is the first time I talked about it with Sheldon Longley today. This is the first time in about maybe 10, 12 years, Purdy, maybe you could add in on this, but this is the first time in a very long time that Miami has actually gotten New England and Buffalo in New England and Buffalo early in the year, and then in Miami late in the year. Normally it's Miami early, on the road in the cold late, and you all turn into the fish sticks. So I think that's working for you, and you may be able to get that second game in Miami over the Bills.
Well, and the good thing about the second game, it is the very last game of the season. It could determine the division champs.
Correct.
Let me see what I saw yesterday. I don't want nobody to put that game on Tua. That was not Tua yesterday. When our defense did not respond, our defense was non-existent. If that's what the head coach, the defensive coordinator, we get speciality being problems. But I suspect that eventually that defense will come around based on his teachings, and by the end of the year, it should be a well-oiled machine.
To his credit, Pearly, it normally said that, you know, experts around it, they said it normally takes a season and a half for Fazio to implement his defense.
Okay, so point. So when you look at that, and you look at you playing down two touchdowns, down a touchdown, come down a touchdown, down two touchdowns, they knew there were two things at Buffalo. They knew that Miami had to throw the ball a lot, and they didn't bite. They didn't bite on the motion, the Tyreek Hill motion, and they didn't stretch the defense out. They held pat. Well coached. They outcoached us. They were better prepared than we were. The euphoria or the fun of that big 70 win still played in the team's head. And I think they just kept punching them out and they down to earth. I think now going forward, you're going to see a more focused team, and they can take this thing a little more serious. I think we can beat Buffalo. They pound us and be looking at, oh, they are unstoppable to us. But you ain't going to see Miami defense play that bad anymore, and you're not going to see them get away with shutting the offense down like that. You're not going to see that. Let's be real.
I'm hoping
to say that we beat a no name team or a crappy team in Denver. They look like a crappy team, but the defense didn't look like a crappy team last year, and they expected to have a good defense this year. Their question more was on what Russell Wilson would do, and the offense, I suppose, it was because they say, "Oh, we have defense." It's been the other way around. Russell Wilson has not been terrible. Their defense has been crappy.
Yeah, but guess what? They came back yesterday.
Well, they did come back, and he did come back yesterday. When I looked at, and there's a point, and I'm not trying to move off from nothing. I just want to look at your game. You had punched Belichick in the mouth. Your defense was awesome.
Speaking of defense, Pearly,
let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Brian has responded to what you say he was going to do.
Deron Bland, number 26.
So he looked really good. He had a great game yesterday. All indications that they may not miss him. And the defense can still be good, even though you lost your digs.
You know what I'm excited for is the future with that, Pearly. When Gilmore retires, we slide Bland over there, and we got still two solid corners. But go ahead.
Probably so. One thing I noticed about this Dallas Cowboy team over the years and again this year, when you are ahead, you're unstoppable. When you are ahead, your offense clicks, your defense clicks. But when you fall behind, that's when you're not. That's when Dak. I want to use that word, but
no. Let me be honest with you. I think that's where Dak misses Kellen Moore, because if there's one thing Kellen Moore knew how to do was put points, you know, without rhyme and reason. You know, I won't put 40 on the board. So, no, Kellen,
not that you can't play from, and then the next.
Kellen went off us from playing behind. And what scares me about playing from behind with McCarthy is he sticks to the run too much with the clock running out. You know what I mean? You can't be trying to run the ball. You got to have some plays.
To try and make some great passes. And, you
and then here it comes. You throw in the coverage with three people. Your receiver's triple covered, but you still throw in the ball. So we got our issues. Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. But boy, that defense could travel, though, Pearly. I ain't gonna tell you a word of lie. That defense is legit.
Yeah. And you know, the next thing I saw that I'm very concerned about is in the post game interview, one of the reporters brought up, how do you reflect or something, blah blah, about the cut the 49ers drop on your.
And they put a chip on Dak's shoulder. That's bulletin board material.
Maybe so, maybe not. But no. But one thing that was pointed out, Dak got mad. You don't want Dak to be angry and go try to put that on his shoulder.
No. Pearly, for God's sake, really we've seen every other incarnation of Dak. Maybe that's what we've wanted him to do. Be put the team on your shoulder and take us where you need to be.
He can do it all, and that's where he's messed up.
I can be honest with you. From what I'm hearing from Todd Archer, because, you know, I had to call Todd on it. Todd was like, no, that is a look that I've seen with Dak, and I've seen it before, and he's come out and he's played at a high level. Last time he saw it was when they said Dak couldn't win in the playoffs, and he went and he won in that first round of the playoffs. Now, he took a butt whooping the next week, but still, he got over that hump. They said he couldn't do something. So maybe he's going to buy, and they say, I can't beat the 49ers. I'm going to will myself to play at a high level to win this game for once and for all so they don't talk smack about me.
Maybe so. That's a good way you could spend it all. He could come there and say, listen, you know what? I can do this. I can put this on my shoulder and try to force it. Try force the
and
play.
That, and that could
try
force that could be an
and,
angle
and
too.
The and
we gotta, you know, but we gotta look at it. But back to the other text now that I wanted to ask you, because I wanted your take on it as a Dolphin fan. Naughty, I can't believe you let Pearly get away that easy. Man, listen here, man. This is a long season, and guess what?
Me and Pearly
got to do this every day, and we talk off air long before 4 o'clock in the morning.
All after the game yesterday, up until midnight last night, and then first thing this morning. So let them know, Naughty, let me off.
But you do the same thing to me with the Dolphins and the Dodgers. Let's be honest now. Keep it 100. Keep it 100. All right. Here's the question, Pearly, and I'll answer it after you answer it. But let me just get these other 2 points in. Yes, Naughty, I agree with Pearly defense, about Pearly with the defense. And Tua did not do well under pressure. Tua needs to develop more confidence in his game.
The offensive line need to block.
Armstead got hurt in that game, didn't he?
Yes, he had a knee injury. Yeah,
Arm's dead, and now his knee dead.
They were not blocking.
All right. Well,
the linebackers were not biting off the several motions by Hill. They weren't biting.
All right, here's the deal. All right, here's the question, Pearly. Naughty, can you answer this question? I'm going to answer it after Pearly. Here's the question, Pearly. Why are there so many Miami Dolphin haters out there? It's like when we lose, it's a big thing, unlike when any other team loses. You could put the Dallas Cowboys in that category, too, because I take my whole heap and share of ish when they lose.
You could put the Dallas Cowboys in that category. What you have to understand is, call out Texter, that in the late 70s and 80s, more particularly, there were two teams, the Cowboys with Roger Staubach or the Dolphins with Bob Greasy. They were the teams that were in the line.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers with Terry Bradshaw in all fairness.
And then the Pittsburgh came in the 80s, late 70s into the 80s with Terry Bradshaw and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So those are the three dominant teams in the Bahamas, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and Miami. Miami next door. So Bahamas had an opportunity to travel more. Even if they didn't get to go to the game, they was in Miami, and that's where Bahamas like to go. So we got a love for the Dolphins. And then Bahamas is jumping bandwagon. Perfect season. Bam, everybody in Miami.
And that's why there's been so many 49ers. Arise in the Bahamas because they were tired of hearing from the Dolphin fans, tired of hearing from the Cowboy fans, tired of hearing from the Steelers fans. They marched to their own drum and decided to become 49ers. And that started in the 80s when Joe Montana got there. And then when Joe Montana beat the Cowboys and they won the Super Bowl.
And they became dumpy. And then now they're trying to jump back on now that they're winning. See, one thing but Pearly.
And one thing about the naughty one.
1971.
Okay.
I ain't going nowhere. I started pulling for the Lakers in 1970. I ain't going nowhere. And I started pulling for the Dodgers in 1972. I ain't going nowhere.
And listen,
I've been with the Cowboys and the Yankees my entire career. And the Lakers, I've been with them 98.9% of my career. But when Sissy LeBron showed, I mean, when LeBron showed up, I had to, yeah.
Still a Laker. I'm a little different. I'm more a franchise puller than a player puller. Even though Kobe and Magic are my two
right.
most favorite players of all time,
correct.
I'm still a franchise player.
All right. As far as I go, caller, I'm a little bit younger than Pearly. Pearly got me by a couple of years, but not that much. But his generation were big into the Dolphins. My generation caught the tail end of their generation bragging so hard at the Dolphins when they was doing bupkas, when they were in decline. And then obviously, you know, when you pull for the Cowboys, there's that rivalry there. And, you know, Dolphin fans, like I said, have always been the bane of Cowboy fans' existence. The same way you say we talk about you guys when you lose, Miami could have lost 50 to nothing. Let the Cowboys lose. They will find a silver lining to say that you all lost too and why your loss was worse than our loss.
If you know how hard I was pulling for the Patriots and you're like, I'm
exactly. Misery, love, company. Okay? Let me tell you why non-Dolphin fans hate the Dolphins. Two things. At some point, one of your Dolphin fans will bring up the bloody perfect season at one point, or especially if you lose in an argument. Boom. But we had the perfect season. Okay. And then there's a stupid song that Pearly and Kermie perpetrated last week playing all week that I had to hear. I've been hearing that forever. I've been hearing that all through prep school and college in the States when I used to be redding up Dolphin fans. I used to hear that song. Well, you remember Dolphin Denny, the dude who used to wear the hat? Dolphin yep. Denny and the high socks and the coaching shorts?
Yep.
I saw him doing a promotion in Publix one day, and I ain't gonna lie. I bought eggs, and I tried boosting him up with all the eggs I could find. I stood down to the end of that, lobbing eggs at him, hoping I could boost Denny the Dolphin. And I was prepared to go to jail in South Florida for my Dallas Cowboys.
You little light skins are using again, dude. They take you for Cuban. Especially you speak the language, you would have been
If they run up to me, I'd be like, Mina, I was that guy over there. I love the Dolphin. Tamarino, baby! I was going to be straight.
So it was an eye-opener for the Dolphin fans. The key to with the Dolphin fans is what they do against the Giants this week.
Okay, here you go, Pearly. Here's another text. Naughty tell Pearly, this is all the way from Exuma. The Dolphin season is officially over.
Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Listen, let's get something straight. All the professionals, all the experts picked the Miami to go 9-8 or 10-7. I tell you all 12-5 or 13-4.
I told you 11-6 is what I saw. 10-7 worst case scenario. So don't get me in that.
Well, I understand, but I'll tell you what I saw. I'm saying 12-5. And that's a distinct possibility.
That still is a distinct possibility looking at that division, because I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at that division. That's a tight division. But you know, another division.
The Jets again. We can take two from the Patriots. We can take two from the Jets. I want. I mean, no. Patriots again. We can take two from the Jets.
I say it's a tight division between you and Buffalo.
I'm right about Pete James, Kansas City.
That both of y'all got to play.
They're the things I'm concerned about. Man, if we can take two or one out of them three, I good.
Now listen. I could be honest with you. I could be honest with you, Pearly. And I'm sure he's texting me now, so brace yourself. Stat boy just hit me and say, "What? Hold on. What about my Baltimore Ravens, my 3-1 Baltimore Ravens?" When Stat boy call in, let him deal with his Uncle Pearly. I ain't getting in that.
Oh, I'm not knocking your Ravens. We didn't pick who got in the Super Bowl. We're talking about the cut-up the Dolphins got and the win Dallas got. Lamar looked awesome on Sunday. He was very good. Can't complain about that at all.
All right, that's Stat Boy, Mr. Producer. All right, Sancho on the line there, Pearly. So I can let you all two go at it. Sancho.
What's up?
All right, there go Uncle Pearly. You all two get into your conversation.
What you getting upset for? We were talking about a beating that the Dolphins took. We're not talking who can be the best team in the AFC as yet.
So, you know, the Dolphins as of this week. It's either Bills or Ravens. I said, I don't know if you were saying I was upset, but I'm not upset about the Dolphins or whatever. I'm actually quite pleased with the cut up y'all got, because now that means it's either the Ravens, Chiefs, or the Bills, who are looked at as the best team in the AFC.
Ravens, Chiefs, or the Bills. So where does that put the Dolphins at number four?
Because we lost four. To Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the money for one of the better teams in the league. How do you know the better team in the league?
No, still one of the better teams in the league. It's just, you know, as of this week, you got to sit small. Overall, grand scheme of things, y'all are still right there. But
I think what he's trying to say, Pearly, is I like Stephen A. Smith's list. Sancho's list is fluid. It's fluid. Uh-huh. It's fluid.
That's fine. Week, y'all, and I have a problem with that. You lost.
Who Baltimore got this week?
Say it again.
Baltimore has the hapless Pittsburgh Steelers this week, Pearly, with no quarterback and no running back.
Yep. No Pickett. No Pickett this week. No Pickett this week.
Pearly, I'm going to be honest with you. At the end of the year, I think it's going to be the four teams that Sancho mentioned. Dolphins, Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs. And I'll be honest with you.
The Bengals have taken a huge step back.
The Baltimore Ravens, it's their division to lose. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Cincinnati sucks. They're not what they used to be, and they're too far in the hole, I think. And I think there's chemistry issues in that locker room with that's developing.
Cincinnati's finished.
Cleveland has got too much injuries. They cannot get consistent because when they get everybody healthy, your quarterback goes out. Now when he comes back, your lineman's injured in the game. So I don't know about
the good thing about it is if they can battle over the next and be healthy in the back half of the season, that's an interesting scenario to look at.
That's an interesting squad, and they'll probably be paying for wild card. But I'll say that Pittsburgh is definitely not there, like we said, a year away.
Everybody know they more than a year away. They played yesterday.
Exactly. And lost to the Texans.
The world is calling for the offensive coordinator to be fired today.
Well, I think that might be the case because Tomlin was very succinct in his comments afterwards. There is a problem with the product we put out there today. We have to fix that product. We will fix that product. Changes will be made instantly. And we will plan this week to implement those changes. So that
coordinator scheme doesn't know how to play from behind. He doesn't know how to come back. He's not his offensive scheme does not is back in the game.
Pickett is injured.
He can't play from behind and Pickett's out.
He's out. That means Mitch Trubisky or Mitsubishi, like I like to call him. He's gonna be at the quarterback. That's not going to be a good scenario for Pittsburgh there. So I think Baltimore.
Boy, that would be scary. You know, you just saw what happened yesterday. People talking about Zach Wilson shouldn't be in the NFL anymore. He's a lousy quarterback, and he played a hell of a game yesterday.
Zach Wilson is
the scary thing about it is and upset alert. I'm not saying it can happen, but they're the kind of games you can be scared. Trubisky come out there and throw for 400 yards.
No. No.
You saying no.
It's a division game.
I always say this is why you play the game. Anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Not 400 yards.
Not saying it will happen and the odds are unlikely for it to happen, but it would not shock me if it does happen.
Well, listen, I get my thumbs up from my producer there, Pearly, and we got Overreaction Monday with Rich Eisen coming up, so we got to get it in kind of quick within the next couple of minutes because Rich got a well-detailed Dolphins. So real quick, I think the Baltimore is going to be there, but I also think y'all are going to be there. Now, my question is, which two of y'all go the furthest? Because I still think Kansas City got some chinks in their armor after what we saw last night, and I'm still not sold on the Bills because we've seen them do fool. Which team goes further? Is it your Dolphins or your Ravens?
It's four games in. Let's talk about that end of the month.
Yeah. I say give it a month.
For us to even think right now, and we fall into that damn American sportscasters view, trying to pick a winner right now. Let's talk in November, first week of November, and we'll have a better idea of where we are at the teams.
All I want is my Ravens to take it one game at a time, win each game, don't overlook anybody. Get the job done.
And just remember, the best 3-1 team in our household is the Dallas Cowboys.
Better focus on them Niners next week. That's no easy task.
We got them. Good stuff from both of you, Pearly. I appreciate you.
Before we go, Norty, see, I know you had this talk.
Yeah, no, we can open up and talk baseball all day tomorrow if you want to.
Baseball season is finished. The Dodgers finished with the second best record in the National League, and maybe the Yankees come last. They're going to have to break that checkbook out.
And we're going to have to talk tomorrow, and you can do your postmortem. I will take it. I will let you tell me why my Yankees stung this year and where we have to improve. I have no problem with that.
No pitching.
And then Thursday, when it's solo Earl, you can do it all over again to yourself.
That'll be the first. I think Thursday would be the first day of the No, we're not. That'll be game three, if necessary, for the Rangers and the Rays.
See, we'll have plenty to talk about. Let's get to the break so Richie Eisen can take us home with Overreaction Monday. Good stuff all the way around, guys. Appreciate you. Pearly Sancho, love you. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye. All right, y'all. Peace up.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
John September sale has arrived, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest saving events of the year. 25% off shoes, accessories, and clothing in either of the John Shoe stores or John's Fast Fashion clothing stores. 15% off Timberland brand products, spare and appliances. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store, John's Care Wear, which is also 25% off everything. Your dollar go longer? Then shop at John's in Palmdale or Carmichael Road this September 27th through October 3rd. John's, fashion at your feet.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun. Now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, you have the floor.
I don't know why there needs to be nine early games. We could have easily had Bills Dolphins in the second window. I'm just saying. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know, man. But you're the king who loves multiple Monday night games.
Flex that. I do love that. I
am not a fan of them.
TJ, I know you feel me.
I know.
Okay, look, I think we can safely say the Bills are the best team in the NFL right now. Josh Allen, MVP frontrunner.
Overreaction. The best team in the NFL right now are the San Francisco 49ers.
If they played today, the Bills would take them to the woodshed.
Really? Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Did you watch the Bills play yesterday?
I did. See them play yesterday. And I also saw the 49ers in the way that they are playing. Now, if you would say that Bills are the best team in the AFC right now, and Josh Allen is the most valuable player in the league, front runner, I would have, pointed you in the direction of a couple of players in San Francisco as an MVP front runner. Their quarterback, who nobody ever wants to mention is an MVP candidate because he was the last pick in the previous year's draft, and he looks like he's a kid who's on the quad going to, a civil engineering course. Look, the Bills are playing terrific football. I didn't take any cheese, as you know, based on the Jets winning that first game of the year. They have gotten better every week. I'm seeing them on Sunday. I cannot wait to call their game against the Jaguars. It's going to be a terrific game in Tottenham for me and Kurt Warner to be in the booth on NFL Network on Sunday. I'm being self-promotional by also calling you an overreactor right here. I still like the 49ers, but the Bills as the best team in the AFC right now, I'm buying that. I'll buy that.
Josh Allen, your MVP frontrunner, a hair under 4-1.
Who's second?
Two is still 5-1.
Okay.
Mahomes is 11-2. Hurts 7-1. Brock Purdy, 25-1.
What else, Chris? We'll talk about that later in hour three.
All right. Just throwing it out there. Here's the deal. I'm so out on the Pats. I'm so out on Mac Jones. The Pats should call Tom Brady right now about coming back for the rest of the season. They're already putting in a statue next year. We've already had Tom Brady Day, right? Just get him back in the building. We know what he's doing. We saw what he was doing yesterday. He's watching Red Zone while Vivi trains horses. Let's go. Put the pads on. Put the helmet back on. Let's go to Foxborough. You know who's saying no to that? Nobody. That would be the greatest thing ever. It was a rough weekend in New England.
I know who's saying no
real
to that.
Real rough weekend in New England, right? No, we need some good spirits. I thought we were going to have a good show in for Tim Wakefield yesterday, RIP.
Yes.
So sad. Nope. No show. Did they know there was a game yesterday?
Let me tell you.
Call Tom Brady. Let's go. Bob Kraft is on board with this. Jonathan's on board with this.
Sure.
Bill's on board with this.
I don't know about that. You know who's not on board with it? Tom Brady. Oh. Tom Brady. He looks like a happy guy.
He hasn't been called.
He looks like a happy guy.
Do we know? He hasn't been called yet.
TJ, I'm not going to rope you into this.
Okay.
You have had a front row seat to multiple years now. 2018 is when we started doing Overreaction Monday, correct? We pegged that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You've had a front row seat to most every Overreaction Monday. Is this the most overreactive topic he's ever had?
I mean,
is that an overreaction to say this is the most overreactive? I don't know what the proper word is.
I mean,
get out of here.
I don't know if this is number one, but it's on the list.
Everyone does the one-day contract thing. Let's just get him for the rest of the year contract. Are you telling me that Tom Brady can't be better than what Mac Jones just did yesterday?
But why would he? Wouldn't he come back for a Super Bowl win? They're not winning the Super Bowl.
No, he's coming back just to come back. You know he misses football.
Just because of you? And you know the rest of the Sullys and Fitzes that miss him?
He's getting slandered today because of the SBF, FTX stuff.
He's
like,
not walking through that door.
Let's go.
He's not.
What are we doing?
Walking through that door, to use a phrase that you're quite familiar with. The negativity in this segment sucks.
So, Chris, you saying have him sign a one day?
I'm being positive.
But then put language in the contract and you trick him, meaning like if he signs this one day, he's actually there for the whole season.
He's playing for the whole season.
What else you got?
I mean, if he starts on Sunday, we win.
what else you got? I don't know about that.
All right.
Against New Orleans?
Oh, Saints.
That's the one team he's definitely not coming out of retirement to face.
Or bounty out against them?
No. Take a look at how he did against them in the years he was winning in Tampa. He ain't seeing that defense.
Saints kind of had his
whatever. Mind. Tom Brady, come back. We need you.
If he wants to come back, he'll come back against Vegas because that'll help sell tickets for his franchise. What else you got?
I'm fine with that, too.
What they else might be undefeated, guys, but there's something clearly up with the Eagles on both sides of the football.
I agree with that. That is not an overreaction. That is a
They're the ugliest undefeated team ever.
They are 4-0, and they have question marks all over the lot in their secondary and what's going on offense, occasionally looking unstoppable, whether it's 4th and 1 or it's 3rd and long. Let's keep finding 2 superb wide receivers. Where the hell is Dallas Goedert? I have no idea, but the run game looks terrific. And then Jalen Hurts, deep ball looks great.
Like, eh, and then other times
it's right. I get it.
Yeah.
2 coordinators gone, and both of them performing, you know, well through 4 weeks in their new gigs. 1-2-2, another 1-1-3. A lot of people thought they'd be 0-4, trying to tank for somebody. So this is a proper statement. Something is clearly up on both sides, but there is still 13 regular season games to fix it. So what else you got over there, Chris?
You think the Rams are going to beat them this weekend?
I'll tell you what, brother, if Cooper Kupp's coming back and he's out there, the one thing, I mean, if you want to discuss this here.
I know, we can save it for the podcast.
Okay, what you got over there?
Because I have a Rams topic for the podcast.
Okay, great. I look forward to that.
All right, TJ, for you, everyone panicking about the Cowboys last week. Yeah, you guys look pretty dumb right about now. Including myself, I was kind of panicking about the Cowboys last week.
I wasn't.
Because he got spanked by the Cardinals.
No, and I understand that.
No. 12-point favorites and you lost by 12.
Red zone problems can be fixed.
Broncos got spanked.
No, look, again, Dallas wasn't going undefeated, and it's all about Sunday. Not just because you take it one...